Well, hello. Welcome to a new season of Below Deck. I am Dushka. Okay? Welcome to listen to show I don't know steak. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yo Bros. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie. What's up?
How are you?
I am great. Ronnie,
what's wrong?
I think you have to do this podcast without me. I have, like, my finger hurts a little bit, and it's not going to be the same. I have to go to the doctor. I'm sorry.
What was this first episode of Below Deck Med? Wow. Came roaring back. Nice heaping of revenge on
karmic
Sandy.
Justice.
Yeah, karmic justice on Sandy this season. Wow, what an episode. Do you have anything you want to talk about before we get into the ep?
No, I don't have anything to talk about because, like I said, I need to go to the doctor. My finger hurts. Okay. No, this was a really good way to come roaring back with this just disaster of an episode. Oh, my God. There was just so much. It was, oh, my goodness. Yeah, let's just get into it.
Yeah, we just recorded another episode, which you can hear. If you listen to the one before this, it's called Shots of Sunset, okay? So we did that already, so we have nothing. I have nothing to say.
I have nothing to say.
So let's get into it.
Yeah. So the episode opens up with the season trailer, so that's good for that. If you haven't seen the season trailer, you got to see it right then and there. And then we don't even get opening credits. We just get that title card thing that Bravo does when things are so serious. We don't even have time for opening credits. We just have to go, and you see Below Deck Med. And we are in Croatia in Sabenik. Well, I'll just call it Sabenik. And it's day one of the charter season. And Sandy is looking at a binder.
You know what I do when I'm in doubt? I look at papers. That's what I do. That's what real leaders do. Okay. Paperwork. So Sandy's handling a lot of paperwork. Now, I'm not sure when this is shot. I'm not sure how timing wise when it's shot, like if this is after the reunion and they're starting shooting after that, because Sandy and Malia both look shell shocked, especially Sandy.
Yeah.
I mean, Sandy looks very stressed out. There's like kind of a new tint to her hair. I don't know if it all went gray after the last season of that reunion, especially, or what, but she looks super stressed with her paperwork. I'm like, wow, that's not a happy woman there with that paperwork. Okay. Sandy's about to hurt somebody.
I call her hair the Adam, as in Adam from He-Man. Like before Adam becomes He-Man. He sort of has that hair, you know. Is he blonde? Adam's blonde. Or is it He-Man that's blonde?
That's too manly for me, okay? If you need to know anything about, you know, Hello Kitty or the Strawberry Shortcake, that was my girl during the He-Man years.
Yeah, no, it's definitely an Adam. Like, if you look up Adam from He-Man, if you do a Google search, it's basically Captain Sandy's hair. So, it's actually, like, I'm looking at it right now, and it's, like, shockingly accurate. I'm just going to walk around, and I'm going to go and look out for Skeletor, you know? But you know what, He-Man?
You know what, He-Man? If you need some help slaying the dragons, might I suggest... Do your food, He-Man.
Do your food, Battle Cat. So, so now one of the questions that's probably lingering over someone's mind is, what is the new Chief Stew going to be like? How are we going to fill Hannah's shoes? Is this person going to get along with Sandy? So in walks Katie, the new Chief Stew, and the first thing she basically says to Captain Sandy is, "Hey, I'm a hugger. At which point I was like, okay, she is in with Sandy.
Captain's like, okay, hugs. Okay, then. I'm like, wow, the captain doesn't like hugs at first. She is really stressed from the last season. And Katie is, you know, breathing really hard because this boat is very difficult. It was the most difficult boat we've ever seen. It's like spiral staircases all over the place and three levels.
And is this a different boat from last season? Because last season's boat was huge, but I couldn't remember. This looked like last season's boat, but they talked about it in a way like it was even bigger than
the biggest boat of all time. Yeah. So Katie's like, hello, I'm Katie. She's like, nice to meet you. You know, I'm looking over this paperwork because I'm a very serious person. Hold on. Just listen to this sound. you hear that? It's papers. It's the sound of papers. Sounds like a wind. You know what, stack of papers? If you were a kind of wind, I'd call you the productivity gale. Okay. So, Katie, let me put down these papers, these very serious papers. I saw in those papers that you have experience. So that's a good thing, right?
Well, you know, I don't consider myself a typical stew, chief stew. My last bit was a 73 meter, and I had 73. I had seven girls under me. I literally had seven girls. I was standing on top of seven girls' shoulders. We were an acrobatic team. Wowed everyone. It wasn't the most efficient thing, but man, you certainly had a memory when you saw the Tower of Stews coming towards you. Am I right?
You know, I just have to get things done right. It's a Capricorn thing. You know, having a positive attitude, that's important, because if you're just a psycho bitch telling them what to do, they're gonna be like, fuck off, am I right? I'm like, you're gonna last about 5 minutes with that attitude, ma'am. Okay.
Yeah, also she's gonna be a psycho bitch, because I feel like this is what I feel like we just see this every season. We see this we saw it with Jenna on Below Deck Sailing first season. We saw it with Francesca. Lissy and I like to be friends with my steers. I don't want anyone to be upset. We work better as a team. And then, like, by episode 3, I fucking hate this person. I'm going to make fun of them in the galley.
Yes, and then it becomes, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. I'm a good person. So the captain is, you know, extending out to her. She's like, you know what, Katie the hard breather? Go and check out your boat. We're calling it your boat because I am going to give you that power. Go check it. I love giving people power. You know, last season, that was the hardest season I ever did in my life. And everyone looks back and has regrets. You know, Liza Minnelli, maybe she looks back and says, too many scarves. I don't know. President Obama probably looks back and thinks, wow, you know, maybe I could have been a movie star. You know, everyone has regrets. You know, I look back, firing a chef for French fries and a girl with anxiety who had some Valium, which I could probably use right about now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I came back though because I love to mentor people and tormenting people too. I like being a mentor and a tormentor. And I want to lead a team, and that's why I'm here.
Yeah, you know what I love saying? Yes, because I'm also a consentor. Okay?
You know what? I not only do I love to mentor and be a tormentor, I also love Skeletor. Believe it or not, a little off-brand for me.
I've refused to buy a house this long because I just want to be a rentor. Because really, it goes with the rest of what I was saying before.
You know, I know that Skeletor is considered a villain, but really all that Skeletor did wrong is he didn't lock his medications with me. That's all. Listen, it's just the power of Grayskull, okay? That's the rules.
But after last season, I was like, that's it. I'm done. But you know what? I got a Trapper Keeper full of large papers, and I got back to it. Because that's what heroes are made of. Stacks of papers, okay? You knock someone down, then you stand up, and you wait for someone else to knock down, okay? Yeah. I'm a mentor, and I am going to lead a team that's not snorting Xanax through their heroin pipes.
You know, it's like that song by Chewbacca. I get knocked down, but get up again. Ain't nobody going to keep me down, okay? Because I love a cider drink. I love a whiskey drink, but not on duty, not on charter, okay? I'm actually sober, so that entire part of the song I don't even sing. I sing the chorus and pretend I'm in a Shrek commercial.
So then Malia comes on board, and she's just Chipper Malia. I've got a little backpack. I'm so happy. God, I love being here. It is amazing being here. I'm so happy. She's gonna take this head on with the most positive attitude she can muster, which, you know, good for her. Reset.
Yeah.
She's coming for a full season reset.
She does do a full season reset, and you would have never thought that she spent the second half of last season just on, you know, the shit list of all Bravo watchers. She's just like, it's okay, well, I'm back. So
well, she's very good at pretending that nothing's happened, because she caused a lot of shit her first season, remember? And then she came back the next season and everyone's like, oh my God, it's so great. And it wasn't until like halfway through that she remembered the shit, that we remembered the shit from the first season. She's good at that. That's a true Bravo personality, who's just like, reset, automatic reset, nothing happened, everything's great.
Yep, that actually is true. So then we also meet our chef, Matthew, with one T. And he comes on board and, you know, he's on board. And then we just, people are coming in and Sandy's talking to Matt in the galley. And he's like, yeah, you know what? I've been a professional chef for the past 14 years. Because he sort of gave me like a Woody Allen vibe. Like Woody Allen persona, not like Woody Allen problematic vibe. But he was like, you know, I've been a professional chef for the past 14 years. And I was private chef for the Dolan family who owns Madison Garden and Rupert Murdoch and Robert Kraft. I'm like, these are...
You sound like Captain Glenn. I keep seeing Captain Glenn.
I know. It's coming out as Captain Glenn, and I'm sorry, everyone. I haven't done a Woody Allen impersonation in quite some time. So.
I think he looks like Bradley Cooper. He looks like a shaved head Bradley Cooper.
No, what? Yeah, I mean, at first... He looks like everyone.
Cooper face, but his smile's like way too intense. He's like, yep, worked for some pretty impressive people. Have you ever been chased by yeah, the captain. Like, oh, impressive. Yeah, I was looking over these papers. It was showing me all the impressive paperwork, the people you've worked for here. Hold on, hear this? That's impressive papers. Okay, have you ever been chased by a Saudi pirate ship? No. have you ever... had pirates come on and try to murder you. Nope. You know what? We'll get there. I can mention.
Have
you
cooked for
that.
Tom Brady at Robert Kraft's house? Yes. Okay. Well, that's good enough.
So Do you know shaved head Lady Gaga? Tell me the truth, shaved head Bradley Cooper.
The thing is, you know what this guy looks like to me? He looks like every guy you've ever seen in a sports bar when a baseball game is playing. And like you're there to meet friends, but you can't hear them because for some reason the bar is playing the baseball game so loudly. And you're like, I'm not here to know what the Padres score is. But like he's at the next table and be like, yes! Yes! And you're like, oh my God, ball guy on baseball cap. Quiet down.
But he does know Hugh Jackman and Rupert Murdoch. So he's like, God, you know what? I just hope that people like me. Uh-oh.
Yep. Well, so far, at first my read on him was like, oh, that's another douchebag chef. I was not expecting him to be like neurotic chef. I was really not expecting that. So now Malia finally sees Sandy, and they have this very awkward hug where I feel like the subtext was, we're really happy to see each other, but we know America hates us, so we have to be, like, distant to each other so that way people don't think we're in cahoots. I kind of got that vibe from it.
Right, and they're pretending that all this time has gone by when it's probably been, like, 3 days since they flew back from Watch What Happens yeah. Live and got their asses ripped. They're probably, like, reading on the internet, you know, like, fuck you and die. They're like, oh, wow, look at you, Malia. What did you do over the last year? What did you do? And Malia's like, oh, my God, it's just been nonstop, you know. Charter in the Med, people hate me. Then I did another charter in the Med. God, some lady called me the C word today on Twitter, basically. It's what I'm dealing with.
Listen, you don't listen to those haters, okay? Because you know what you are? You're a princess of power. That's what you are, okay? Malira, that's what we're going to call you, princess of power.
So what size boat did you work on, POP? You know, princess of power. She's like, second officer, captain, high fives! So they high five.
Last time Malia was in Croatia, she was a green deckie back in the day, back in that season that you're talking about. So that's something for people to know. And then we see Matt, he meets Katie, and we're just like meeting a lot of people. A lot of things are happening. People just keep, it's just like a parade of people coming on board. So now we meet David, who is a deckhand with a big toothy grin. And then Lexi is the best one.
Yeah, Lexi's the best one. Lexi's She's from hilarious. Nassau. Yeah. And Katie is just trying to be so chipper. And Lexi's like, yeah, I'm from the Bahamas. And she tells us, I was Miss Bahamas, Miss 2013, but I really don't like to tell people that. And then it cuts to her going, yeah, I was Miss Bahamas. So I'm in
She's
pageants.
Like, I did Miss Bahamas pageants.
Yeah.
And she goes, I don't like to tell yachties that I was Miss Bahamas because then they start getting super bossy. But like, I'm still pretty and you're not, so it's okay. I love when people who have bosses get mad when their bosses act like bosses and then like blame it on them.
Yeah, it's like she's just bossing me around because I'm prettier than her.
I'm like, no, she's your boss, actually. And then we meet Lloyd, who has a mustache. He's basically kind of like Brian Moylan a little bit. And then it's MZ, right? But he says, you can call me Z. He's just like Muzi, adorable.
You pronounce it.
What?
Muzi, you pronounce it.
Muzi? Oh, I thought it said Muzi. Muzi. Okay.
I think either it's Muzi. That's how I wrote it down. I wrote Muzi.
It was like for
don't
one
fuck
second.
This up. That's my note.
Well, either way, he's like, he's this adorable. He looks like he's 12 years old, and he's on board.
And we
the big
see
news...
Malia talking to David or one of them, and she's like, so where are you from? He's like, I'm a Brit. She's like, oh, yeah, my last boat was almost all British. Oh, so you know Brits, do you? Yeah, because my last boyfriend was a Brit. Mm-mm. And then she says, yeah, you know, my relationship really took a toll on me. I mean, it's really a tough period to figure shit out. Okay, okay. So she's going to come here with the broken heart thing to get
well,
us.
I'm
not working, ma'am.
I mean, he was a monster. And she's like, yeah, I thought that Tom and I were going to be a forever couple. But then one day I put a fingerling potato in the trash. You put a potato in the bin. I put a potato in the bin. What do you want me to do next? You want me to slice a cucumber for you? Is that what you want me to do, Malia? Is that what you want? I can't do this, Malia. I can't.
And then we meet Courtney. She's from Wales.
Yeah. Courtney's
gonna
from
love
Wales.
Her.
Yeah, I thought she was I thought she was gonna be like very airheady, and she wasn't at first. But you never know because on the last Below Deck, what's her face, Elizabeth was her the first charter. She seemed very competent, and then of course she nearly poisoned them all with mustard gas. So you never know. Yeah.
So Z comes up to Malia, and he's got a notebook, and he's like, I'm really eager to learn. It's like, I haven't done much, but, you know, I'm an adopted family, and my older brother's a chief stew, and first officer, my second brother's a chief stew, captain officer, and my third brother is an officer of deckhands of officers, so I just hope I do well. I really just hope I do well. She's like, a notebook? Wow. I mean, he really is green.
Yeah. And then we see a shot of Matt hitting his head on like a girder, which happens like 10 more times within the next 30 seconds. Like there are two things that we cut away to this episode, Matt hitting his head or Matt's empty bed. It's one or the other. Like those are the cutaway shots.
Yeah, because we see that the kitchen is on one level, but then to get to the walk-ins, you have to go down two flights of spiral staircases to get to the walk-ins. So it's hell. It's bloody hell. And he's hitting his head all over the place. So now it's time for...
By the way, it's definitely a different boat because the kitchen, the galley in the last one was that big sort of open concept. It had like an island in it, which we'd never seen before. So this was definitely a different
boat. We'd remember the two flights of stairs. So guys, time for salon meeting. Welcome guys, we are beginning a new journey. You know what I love? Your energy. You know what I'd love more? If one of you was holding some paperwork so I could take you seriously, god damn it. I mean, really, come on.
Now if you want a career in this and you want this, I'm here to help. Okay, that's what I want to do. I want to help you and then fire you, okay? So we want to stay in the guidelines of protocol. So if any of you or any of the guests are injured, okay, I need to be the first one to know about it because that's extra paperwork. So we really like that a lot. And by the way, let's get this on camera. If any of you are on prescribed medication, we need to know about it, okay, and log it. All right, is that on camera? All righty then. No drugs, okay?
Yeah, so no drugs, drinking kids. And no drugs. And the chef's like, high on life, Sandy. I am high on life. Like, he's so intense with that smile. And she goes,
I know.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. Okay, so so we've got Alex. Look at these three guys. They're all extremely good looking. Apparently have no personalities because they are behind the scenes while Mario from Super Mario Brothers actually has a speaking role. So let's get to the personality-free ones. Alex, chief engineer. Martin, chief officer. Jake, second engineer. Go away, please. Never let us see you again or you're fired.
And that one in the corner is Orko. All right, guys, thanks for being on here. We won't see the rest of the season. Okay.
So Sandy is Sandy's like, so guys, do you like the boat? Huh? Anyone want to compare it to something that they probably shouldn't compare it to? And Courtney's like, I like it. It reminds me of the Titanic. They're like, oh, great.
And Katie goes, oh, you've been on the Titanic? How was it?
And Sandy is talking about Lady Michelle, the boat, and she says, you know, this boat, it's elegant. It's like Disney World. You never see the garbage being taken out, mainly because no one takes out the garbage. So that's going to be an issue. And also lots of stairs. Stairs up, going up, stairs going sideways. Just lots of stairs everywhere. So that way the guests never have to see you, huh?
All right, well, you guys are free now. Go do whatever you want in life, which means clean things, okay? Go live your dream of cleaning. Go, onward.
I'm here to mentor you in cleaning, okay? So go do that. So they start cleaning, and now it's provisions time, and this giant 18-wheeler shows up with pallets of food. And it's a lot. It's a lot of food. Basically, Matt has ordered too much food, basically because it seems like he's going to be feeding a small country on this boat. There's just a lot of food.
Well, this is definitely where you're like, how much experience does this guy have? Because this isn't just a lot of food. This is pallets and pallets and pallets of mangoes. Like, what? Yeah. Why?
You know, food goes bad, right?
Yeah.
You know, this is not a cruise line.
And Sandy's like, oh my gosh, red flag. So the chef's like, well, I thought it would be a shit show before the pallets arrived, and now I think I overordered.
He's like, I want to make it huge to impress the guests, but instead I'm actually just going to bail on it, so that way they're actually the exact opposite. So then Courtney starts talking about how she first started yachting as a stewardess nanny, and then I got a job on a 60 meter, and that's when I became the queen of laundry, and then I worked at Disneyland Paris, and I've been a promo girl, I was a bartender, you know, I worked in Parliament, I was actually the president of a small country, and now here I am.
You know, I always say, this is the one, Ma, this is the job, and then it's not the job. Same with men. She's got like this nervous suck and laugh. Yeah. Love her. So then Lexi is trying to find space for all this crap, and the chef's like, wow, it really does look like a lot, doesn't it? It looks like a lot. It won't be once we find it. It looks like a lot. It's not that. It's not. But it does look like a lot.
I'm like, we can only see a patch of your head behind the pile of pineapples that you've ordered. It is a lot of food. So then there's like a stew meeting, and Katie names Lexi as the second stew. And Malia, she's doing a deckhand meeting, but she's not going to name a lead deckhand because unlike last season when she made Pete the lead deckhand prematurely, she's not going to rely on CVs this time around.
Yeah, and which is kind of weird, because how many deckhands does she have? Two? And one of them's, like, literally never been, like, isn't this his first job? Isn't this Z's first job or something? Oh, no, there's three. There's three. Sorry, because there's David, yeah. Okay, so Malia.
But Z sort of gives, like, intern energy. So, you know, I mean, there's a whole sequence later on where he's basically, you know, spends, like, 45 minutes trying to, like, turn a float over. So then Katie, meanwhile, is once again insisting that she's not crazy. She's like, oh, I'm not one of these crazy chief stews. I'm a fun chief stew. I had seven girls under me. I'm a fun Kiwi chief stew. That's what I am.
Yeah, it's very cool mom energy, you know?
Yeah.
And Lexi's like, I have a love-hate experience with chief stews. You know, like, when they make it up to that rank, the lazy bitch just starts flowing through their veins, okay? You know what? Just don't tell me what to do, because I'll do it my way. Respectfully, the pretty.
A beauty pageant way. Not that I want to talk about that, but it is a certain sort of way that I'm used to, because I've been in beauty pageants, you know? So now there's more cleaning and more provisions, and Matt is going up and down these stairs, and his knee is starting to hurt. So then Lloyd gives us some background. Lloyd also has these strange little stories, and he's like, yeah, so I was a European coach driver. I used to drive from across Europe into Russia, and then there was a guy who came up to me, and he was a Russian, and he said, you look like the Nicolas Cage, and they thought I was so funny that they made a T-shirt for me, and then I had to wear that for the rest of the bus charter, a T-shirt that said, you look like the Nicolas Cage.
Mustache is back. I don't know if I approve of this. He looks like a guy who's like, everybody wants to fuck this guy. In improv, but like that's the only place.
Yeah, he gives me big time Los Feliz comedy hipster energy.
Yeah. All right, very first preference sheet meeting. Let's get together, okay? So we've got a very, 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 according to this paperwork, successful professional Clint and Carrie are their friends, they were forced to cancel their original wedding plans. However, this trip would be perfect for a wedding.
And we have the primaries, Therese Percenti. She's like, it's like if you said 10%, but you changed the N into a res and added an I at the end of the percent. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you remember. It's called mnemonic. I'm just mentoring you, you know? So also there's someone named Jordan, and it's going to be his birthday party. And then we want to have a bachelor and a bachelorette party. And Clint and Carrie want to get married on day 3. What could go wrong? Should be pretty simple, huh? Matt, you okay? Oh. You just bopped your head again?
Didn't see this last page. All the couples will be giving birth. They each want a baby shower and a college graduation. So let's get those all together, guys. Okay, get to it.
Murder mystery party. They actually want us to put a net outside the boat and find a merman and then have him host a murder mystery party. So we got to get working on that.
And the chef's like, wow, I love weddings, but this is going to be the first one I do alone. My parents got married and divorced and then remarried. So I was conceived during the divorce and they call me their bastard child. His smile is so intense. This guy looks terrifying.
I know. His parents are like, we don't call you our bastard child. We call you our bastard, child. Because you're a bastard.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now it's dusting, cleaning, dusting, dusting, cleaning, dusting. Cleaning, dusting clean, putting away more ingredients, ingredients. And Lexi crashes into a railing with a box and knocks herself over, which I think we've all been there. And now it's time for the crew to eat dinner. And Katie starts asking everyone if they're single. And then it comes out that Katie's ex, who's Jack? Who's Jack? From Liverpool from a few seasons ago, Jack, who has Katie's face tattooed on her arm. That's what he has.
I met her when I was fucking wasted. See a little clip of Jack.
I wonder if he's going to come back this season. I wonder if someone's going to get fired and be like, who can we find? It's Jack. Just Jack.
Yeah. So then she's like, yeah, you know, he's a little intense. So I just wasn't there yet. But, you know, we were just so young. It was just so passionate. Oh, it's never going to work. But, you know, we were together a year and a half. I mean, it makes it kind of worth it, right?
I guess. So now everyone gets into bed and Matt, his knee is just getting more and more sore. So he gets into bed and then he can't sleep. We see Lloyd snoring and then it's 1:45 in the morning and he wakes up and he's like looking through his notes and everything. And he's just nervous because he has no plan. And this is when he starts getting really, really neurotic and everything. And now it's like 5 a.m. And he's in the kitchen. And he's going like, fuck, 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 fuck. So then he finally calls for Captain Sandy.
Yeah, he's just walking around saying, fuck. He should have talked to Courtney because she's like, I have all these books about being calm. One is actually called Calm the Fuck Down.
I missed that.
So the chef comes to Sandy and he's like, I hurt my knee last night. And she's like, oh, okay. Well, you know, I did say if you're injured, come to me first. So that was great. Good job, gold star. Okay, let me go get one. I'll put it right on your forehead. He's like, no, I don't feel like I can do this. I don't feel like I can do this properly.
She's like, not even with our help. Do you want to hold a stack of papers? That might make you feel better. It makes me feel great.
No, if it's your help, it's not going to be the same, you know. And then trying to figure out the kitchen with this handicap, I mean, how am I supposed to do this?
So what are you saying, huh? He's like, I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out, man. I don't know what to say. I can't do it. I can't do it with this. I can't. She's like,
Okay, nope. So what can I do for you exactly? He's like, I want an MRI. I want an MRI or nobody's leaving this bank.
Like, it's my livelihood. I'm standing at my foot. I don't want it to get worse. It's, I don't know what it is. It doesn't feel right, Sandy. It doesn't feel right. And she's like, okay. Sort of wish we had some unprescribed Valium for this guy now. Isn't that funny? So so he's like losing his mind. And then I wrote down David is teaching Z something. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. But then he's talking about how I was born in Italy and I didn't really have a father that I knew very well. So my fathers have always been men on boats. So here I am, just looking for a daddy, you know. I just want to pay that forward and be a father to someone else, which is why I'm teaching Z. Z, you've been such a good son to me.
You can see my entire life story in the new musical, Looking for Daddy, hitting Broadway this fall.
So then Malia is talking to Katie and telling her about the chef being out and his knee. And she's like, so I guess we're supposed to help? And Katie's like, you know what? I don't have time to be angry or upset about this. Do I want a third stew down? Absolutely not. But we don't really have a choice. Whenever I'm in trouble like this, I just remind myself that my face is on someone's arm. What else?
And so Sandy makes a call to Norma to find out, like, if she can get some help. And she's like, you know what? It's our first day of charter, and I am ready to vomit in my mouth, but here's the good news. Dramamine doesn't have to be logged. Doesn't have to be.
She's like, well, I have to follow protocol, and I can't just get a new chef because of COVID. You know, they would have to quarantine for 14 days. So then Courtney's helping him. So Courtney goes down to help the chef, and she's like, hello, do you need my help? And he's like, sort out the shift to fruit plate. God, I'm gonna fucking lose my shit. Keep your head down. You're never seeing your families again. It's like very bank hostage situation. He scares the crap out of me. I would be scared to be in there with him.
It's very much like, you know, I'm in pain. I'm gonna be extremely dramatic about it. And like you can't, you, there's no space for you to feel anything right now because only my feelings are available to this room at this moment. So then we cut to Z. He's in like the crew mess, and he's like looking at a device, and he's like, I don't know if this is minutes or temperature. And Lloyd is like, it's a waffle machine. I'm like, I don't even know what Z was trying to do with the waffle machine. Like, did you think it was a fax or something? I'm like, wow, he really is green.
And then back at the sandwich press, the little panini press thing, Courtney tells the chef,
so are you going to make it through this charter, chef?
And he's like, no. And she goes,
no.
She's like just trying to be friendly. She's just trying to be like, you know, let's raise the mood in here. And he's like, no, no. Oh my goodness.
All right. Well, Chef Matt, we got your MRI. So that's going to be real fucking interesting. I guess go do that. Okay. Told Norma to have a couple of strippers here. Good luck. Hope it works.
Yeah. So so he goes off. Well, he doesn't go off, but she tells him that. And then Katie goes on a rant about wet towels. She hates wet towels on the ground, and she hates when, don't you hate when guys have wet towels and they just go to the shower and they put wet towels on the floor? Don't you hate that? I'm like, wow, what? Jack really traumatized her. I'm just imagining Jack just leaving wet multi towels everywhere, and now she's just like scarred by it.
So the captain is sending the chef off, and she's like, don't give up, okay? He's like, it's like losing it. So they leave, and then the guests start to arrive, and they just look like trouble. They just look like fucking nightmares. This lady, Therese has a terrifying, terrifying face. I don't even want to say look on her face. She's just terrifying.
She just looks like someone that we've all been on an airplane with, and like she's going to do
that. She's a dinger. You know, she's one of those people on the airplane. The second she sits down, ding.
Yeah. You know that she's the sort of person where there's a whole line of people trying to get onto this plane, and then she's at her seat and she has her little bag, and instead of just getting into her seat, she puts her bag on the seat and then she rummages through it to take out the one little thing, to take out like a tiny cable that she could have taken out a long time ago, but she takes it out now, but she can't find it, and she rummages and rummages and rummages, and then she finally finds it, and then she puts the bag in the overhead compartment, which is too early because it's only for the large bags, and then she takes out another bag to look through something else, and she goes, sorry, hold on one second. And you're like, bitch, there's an entire line of people. Therese? Yeah.
Or they're like, okay, pre-boarding. And she gets up there. And they're like, ma'am, you are not disabled. She's like, oh, I paid to go early. They're like, yeah, but you're the group after the special needs group. No, I paid to go early in the airplane. And now you're telling me I can't go on early?
You know what she is? She's the one where we've all boarded. We haven't taken off. We're still on the tarmac. And then she decides that she has to go to the bathroom. And then she like gets up to go to the bathroom, and then you have to hear the flight attendant say, "We have now pulled away from the tarmac, so we're going to ask everyone to return to their seats." Everyone return to their seats, but it's really directed towards Therese. And you're always like, who is upright? Who is standing up? Oh, it's Therese. Of course, Therese is standing up right now.
Yes, by the end, she's being wrestled to the ground by an air marshal. You know, that's her. So they're coming on, and this whole group of people is very reliant on being from Texas as part of their personality. That's like a yes. huge part of who they are. So Katie's like, "Why don't I give you the tour?" And the guy's like, "Well, it's raining, but we're from Texas. We're going to bring the sun." And then when they see the jacuzzi, another girl's like, "It's Texas size."
Yeah, they were really, really into this. Into this Texas thing. Like, they were the first people to ever make these comments. Meanwhile, Lloyd is talking about how this is like, I guess Lloyd keeps peppering this episode with like strange biographical information. Now it's that he's like, he was apprehensive the first time he was on a charter, and he's like, "These charter guests look a lot more demanding than I'm used to driving coaches." I'm like, okay, sure.
So then everybody's getting changed into their next outfit because they have to change like 20 times a day on the show. It's basically like a housewife show where people actually do housework. Yeah. And the guys are like, "How did Malia change so quickly?" Because she's like, "All right, guys, change." And then she just walks back out like it's her superhero thing. And meanwhile, the lower guest area and then the bridge, the captain's like, "All right, I got news to break, guys. We're from Texas. We can take it." Okay. Well, our chef injured himself. "Well, you better tell him to grab those bulls by the horn, mama." All right. Well, we're going to leave him at the dock. Okay.
He did actually order a bull from Provisions. There is a bull in the kitchen right now. So there is that. But so Therese is like, "So there's no chef. I mean, you're going to have to tip us if that's the case. Am I right, guys?" High five. High five.
Therese. So the captain's like, "Well, you know what? Because of COVID, our hands are tied."
"Oh, yeah? Well, you're going to tip us, or I'm going to tie you with a rope shaped like a noose takes down cows on the rodeo. Come on from Texas."
A lasso I was trying to think of. Sorry.
Well, and you are from Texas, Ronnie.
I'm from El Paso. Like, I live outside Austin now. Yes, I live outside Austin now, but I'm from El Paso. It's a very different kind of Texas than these people. These people are all Austin. They're like new money Austin people. Ugh, the worst.
They look like they moved there from Orange County. So, yes. Therese is like, "Hey, can I get myself hung and steamed? Okay, and then we're going to have lunch now, and then what are sports?" So then there's like docking drama. The anchor is going up, etc. And Courtney's unpacking Therese's bag. And if Courtney's like, "Oh my God, I love these. These are wonderful. I love..." She's just basically checking out Therese's clothing.
Yeah. So release the lines, release the lines. And then lunch is served. And it's octopus and lentil salad, falafel, some kind of salad. And they're like, "Delicious, wonderful, wow." Yeah. And one of the guys like, "Okay, but who is going to cook for us tonight?"
Yeah, no one. That's the best part. No one is going to cook for you, or no one who's qualified. So Lexi tells us a little story about how she was doing cocktail service at home, and then her captain friend invited her to work on a boat. And that's kind of how she got into yachting, but she misses her days of being served the champagne. Which I love. I love a reverse fairy tale like that. And then there's so many random comments and observations this episode, because she's like, "Oh, the Dalmatian coast. I love it here. It's more nature, small towns, lots of paperwork. Love this place."
Love that. So let's start with the espresso martinis bullshit. The below deck trope where everybody has to order an espresso martini. Okay, two espresso martinis. Oh, three. Okay, four. And then one of the guys goes, "Hey, just do a round for everyone." Oh, fuck you, sir. It's like nine. What are there, nine of you? No, I'm not doing a round for everybody.
That's a lot of espresso and a lot of martini making, you know?
Yeah.
And Katie's like, "You know, when I'm dealing with the demanding guests, I'm a pretty laid back Kiwi, but sometimes I turned into a stressed bitch. Whatever, I'm not perfect."
Courtney, is that your name? The one who looks like Jan Brady. You. So where are my clothes exactly? And she goes, I was told that they need to get into the laundry. No, not the laundry, just steamed. I need my clothes. Where are my clothes?
Well, I already did put some of it in the washing machine. Nothing should be washed, okay? This is a mega yacht. It's a mega yacht.
So, espresso martinis being made. Multiple. And Therese, now she goes up to, is it Courtney again? She's like, oh, and we're doing a dance party. So I need to ask you, because I have these glasses and all the stuff that we need. So I'm going to just hand this to you for later tonight. Okay. Dance party. Remember that. Okay. All right. I will put these
in the laundry as soon as I can.
No, they're glow sticks. None of the glow sticks should go in the laundry.
So then now the toys are going out, the slide is coming out, and Sandy is texting with Matthew to find out, you know, if he's okay. And he's like, no, doesn't know yet, you know. So then so now Sandy texts with like another yacht that's nearby, and Captain Marin is going to send over a sous chef. And she's not a chef, she's just a sous chef. But, you know, I was you know what I was thinking, Ronnie, at this point? Because the yacht sort of looked like it, I thought it was going to be someone from, like, the crew that came to visit Below Deck sailing yacht. I thought
it did look like a similar boat, right? I thought that, too.
Yeah, and because there was a sous chef on that crew, I was like, that would be an amazing crossover, the sous chef. But it wasn't. It definitely was not anyone from Below Deck sailing yacht.
Yeah, it's like, well, I have a feeling our chef's not coming back. So we've got a chef that can help in the galley, but we're going to need to make the dinner. Lexi's just eating an apple, and she's staring at her like, what? She goes, yeah, we'll do surf and turf, okay? So someone grab seafood, someone grab some steaks. Good job. We're going to do this. We are going to do this, team.
Leah's just like, we're fucked. We are totally fucked.
And Sandy just pours all these oysters into a pot. I'm like, I don't even know. Just based on that alone, this is a failure. I don't know what she's doing with those. So David is like, I'm not really a pro with lobsters or having a father. Is my daddy on board?
No, well, just Google it.
Just Google it, yeah. He's like, well, I found a little orphan Annie. No, just Google them separately, all right? You're going to need to do lobster and Annie separately.
Papa, are you a lobster? Just Google it. Google it, okay?
Daddy, can you hear me? No. All right, now you're on a Barbara Streisand rabbit hole, okay? Go back to lobster.
Well, I found out that my father is a spider. No, that's a daddy long legs, totally different thing, okay? Just get back to the lobster.
Under the sea. God dang, you're on a musical, Google. It's not a lobster anyway in Little Mermaid. It's a crab, okay? Go, Captain just Google Sandy. Lobster.
Captain Sandy, huge news. Major breakthrough. It turns out my father is a lobster. A very, very small lobster. No, that's a crawdad. Totally different.
So they're both cringing watching this video about lobsters. And he's like,
well, I'm not really a hunting type. I should not be in here. What am I doing here?
Unless I'm hunting for a father. But they were clearly watching a video of killing lobsters by putting a knife through their head. In my mind, I'm just like, listen, that's a very visceral way to kill a lobster. And I've actually never cooked lobster. I've never done any of this lobster stuff, like with killing it. But I feel like just put them in the pot. Just put them in the pot and close. Just like, it's okay. Just do it. And it'll be a lot less harrowing, except for them like squealing.
Yeah, for you. Yeah, it's less harrowing for you.
Well, they're going to, it's going to be a bad ending no matter what for the lobsters. So like, just put them in there and be done with it.
Gosh. So then do you see the captain? She just lifts her phone and goes, how do you kindly kill a lobster? How do you do it kindly?
And they're like, oh no. And he has to like basically do this knife thing. And then it just cuts to this little sort of like dashboard kind of chef toy just dancing like, hey, just a chef having fun.
And now the arrival of Dushka. Nice to
meet
you. Don't worry.
Dushka is here to save everything, okay? You got a problem? Yo, I'll solve it. Check out the beat while Dushka sort of looks along.
So, Dushka, do you know how to do lobsters? Lobsters? I try.
So you don't know anything. Do you know how to do meat?
No, nothing. Meat?
Meat? What is meat? Well, it's like, you know, beef. Here's what I know how to cook. Drywall, okay? Let's find some good walls.
I need a screw gun. Like, no. So you don't know how to do meat? Yes, I'm Dushka.
No, not meat you. Meat.
Dushka.
Dushka. Do you know how to cook anything? Dushka.
He's like, I just put my soul out murdering lobsters, and the chef turns up and can't cook lobsters, right?
When do start? Now? Now I start, Dushka.
So I am not sous chef, I'm assistant chef, but I sued a chef. Is that why you thought I was sous chef? Because I don't know what I'm doing.
Here, I know what to do. And she just turns on every oven knob. She turns on every single knob.
But she's like, she actually seems so lovely. She just is smiling. And she's just like, this is not like the return of what's her face? What was the Russian chef from two seasons ago who literally Mila. Knew how to cook nothing? Yeah. This is not the return of Mila. This is like a lady who's like, well, you know, they said if I could be assistant to chef, I said yes, so I'm Dushka. Hey, we'll try our best, you know? And she's just like smiling and happy.
Yeah.
So then since Matthew's not on board, Z has to take over duties of hitting his head. So he hits his head on something. And Sandy is like, oh, God, this is so not fair. And Dushka goes, life is not fair. Which is like exactly what you expect Dushka to say.
So Katie's setting the table and she has to use these neon things. And she's like, I come from high-end boats and I don't do ticky. So neon, it's my soul a bit. So then back to the kitchen, they're trying to open oysters. And Captain Sandy just looks like she's going to jump off, you know. And she goes, you know what we should do? We should try to cook it to see how that tastes.
Oh, no. Yeah. So, but they just steam them, which is not really, it's like you either grill, my understanding is you either like grill oysters or serve them raw. And the thing is this, they did get them open, but it looked like they were just kind of like raw sitting on plates. And I was like, you want to put ice under that? But I don't know if those were steamed already. Whatever it was, it all looked wrong. There's something about this show where when things go awry with a chef, for some reason, people who are inexperienced in the kitchen go right to the oysters. Like, let's not forget.
Yeah, Rocky and the grenadine. Yeah.
The grenadine oysters. It's like, well, I don't know how to cook, so let's go for something that's high level. Oysters.
Yeah. So Courtney is trying her best, you know. She's like, well, you know, I did used to make things for the family I worked for. So here's what I'm thinking, Dushka. All right. We'll get some vegetables and we'll chop them up and we'll put them in the oven. And she goes, yeah, salad. She goes,
well, all right. Well, I guess salad will be a good idea.
Salad.
Salad. Salad. Here are what we do. Take lettuce, put nails and screws in it. Salad.
So then we go down to Malia, who's joking around with Lloyd that he looks like Mario.
Yeah, if Mario could, you know, cart people places. Like Nicolas Cage. It just might look like.
Just like that.
So then David is just like destroying these lobsters. Just like killing beautiful ingredients, and the oysters are just there on their plates. Everything just looks wrong. And then Lloyd, at one point, he radios Malia, and he's like, Malia, this is Nicolas Cage calling. Can you confirm what the evening uniforms will be? And Malia's like, yep, all black in the evenings. And it just cuts to Z, just like fully decked out in white. And he's like, oh, idiot.
He's like, I'm such an idiot. So then Malia, it's dinner time.
Malia, this is Z. What do you do if theoretically you put your blacks into a waffle machine? Theoretically, what would you do then?
So then it's dinner time, and it looks terrifying. And why isn't Malia doing the dinner? Because remember last year, she was like, I am Tom's sous chef. Oh, look
exactly.
at that. It's like a perfect meal and stuff. So that was
just like just some basic cooking. And then, and Dushka is like making meat. So Courtney goes, Dushka. Yeah. So should there be some oil in that pan? And Dushka goes, I don't know.
Here's what I try to teach wherever I go. Salad.
Salad. Although she changes up, though, because then she starts going, meat.
So the guests are like oohing and aahing because dinner is being served. And Courtney's like, I can't believe this is being served. And one of the guys is like, yeah, what's that? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm texting about. And then they start eating it. And Teresa's like, sure. What is that? And so someone goes, what is that? And Courtney goes, I don't know. Poisonous, probably.
She's like, it's disgusting. And then Therese is being super dramatic. You know, she's being one of those people where, like, the food is bad, but now she has to be dramatic about it. She goes, I can't even swallow. I can't.
Yeah, they should have just had them go off the boat for dinner.
That's what I
didn't
understand.
There. They went like 20 feet from the dock or whatever. It's not like they're far away. They should have just docked and gone to dinner.
Or I don't understand why they just didn't order from a local restaurant and have it like ferried out to them and then just reheat it or something. Like, this was just such a bizarre decision, you know?
Yeah. So everybody's pissed, you know? So they start, and we go down to one of the bedrooms, and Lexi and Z are down there. And these bedrooms look like hell, okay? Because these are the guests that just walk in, open their suitcases, and throw everything everywhere. And then they're like, okay, make us the most difficult drinks we can imagine, and unpack us, and steam and iron us.
Yeah, they're just terrible, terrible people. And then Malia comes out to the upstairs. Malia comes out with like another platter of steak to the guests. She goes, more steak? And they go, nope, we're good. She's like, okay.
So they're going downstairs. One of them is feeling really sick. And the captain's like, well, Dushka, you can call your boat now. She's like, solid. Goodbye. Yeah. Goodbye, meat. Goodbye, solid. Yeah. And they're like, bye. Thank you.
And then the boat, her like water taxi or tender is coming. And she goes, I miss them. Like, even Dushka has been traumatized by this. She's like, I've been through a lot. I lived for 10 years in a cave as a prisoner of war in a foreign country. And even that was better than this 30 minutes in your galley.
Oh, we hardly knew ye. So she's out. So then, let's see. Lexi's like, wow, well, OnlyFans is calling. Okay. I'm just going to go that route. Fuck this.
Yeah. So then,
I'm too hot for this.
So these guests, what they're struggling because on the one hand, they're attempting to be understanding about the overall situation. And on the other hand, they're also like, we paid a lot of money and this is bullshit, which is not honestly. I mean, it is very frustrating. I actually think they have a right to be frustrated. But then Therese, you give her an inch of frustration and like she'll take, you know, a mile. And so she's like, can you point us in Captain Sandy's direction? Because she needs to come talk to us. I'm like, well, do you want to be pointed in her direction or do you want her to come to you? Therese.
Yeah, so Lexi calls her and she's like, I believe they are looking for you. And heads up, she doesn't look too happy. Heads up, B, I'm way prettier than her. Okay, have fun talking to a less pretty person than me. Okay.
That was never in a pageant. And Sandy, meanwhile, is not hearing any of this because she's still standing on the dock watching Dushka go off into the darkness going, nice lady. Nice lady.
So the captain's like, not happy. Oh, well, okay. So she goes up to where all the guests are. And she's like, hi. And Therese is like, girl, you know that this is not okay, right? I mean, did you taste the food? Because it was a terrible steak, not good. Grilled oysters, not good. All right.
Below Deck Sailing Yacht should be fun. Oh, I mean, Below Deck Mediterranean. So she's like, I mean, like, and on top of everything else, like, I brought, like, neon things. And, like, you didn't have the neon party that we're asking for. Today was not a good day. I mean, Sandy, we're on a mega yacht. We're not in quarantine. We're on a
mega yacht. It's a mega yacht. This is bullshit.
Is it a mini yacht? No, it's a mega yacht.
And you just hear Captain go, I get it. And we're out.
I get it. It's a mega yacht. I mean, that sucks. That would definitely suck if you had that kind of food. I think, honestly, like, I would just have told them to order in food to bring it in. Or I would have, honestly, I think I would have said, it's fine, I'll cook dinner for everyone. Because I would have actually enjoyed doing that, you know? But, like, disaster.
Yeah, Sandy should have definitely been like, listen, we don't have a chef. There's nothing we can do. I mean, it's not even safe to have people who aren't trained cook for that many people. Like, you can't just have somebody hand you steamed oysters. That's disgusting. Like, you can't do that. She should have been like, hey, you know, we don't have anyone to cook. Would you like to go to a restaurant? Would you like me to order in? We'll find a way to make it up to you or something. But
well, they probably couldn't go to a restaurant
because of
COVID.
Who aren't certified to just cook is probably not the best plan of action there. Okay.
Well, I think that Sandy, honestly, I feel like Sandy was trying to go for a moment. I think that Sandy was trying to have one of these moments where it's like, you know what? It was a hard time, but the team came together and we knocked it out of the park. But instead, the team just failed, right? Like, I think that she was, because I think the easiest thing would have been just to order food and just have it picked up or something. There were better ways, and I believe she was trying to have a reality show, you know, uplifting mentorship moment, and it was not
fail.
It was not successful.
It's a mega yarn.
It's a mega yarn. It's a mega yarn.
All right, everybody. Well, that brings us to the end of episode one of Below Deck Mediterranean. Okay? We will be back next week, obviously, with episode two. And the rest of this week, we've got both The Housewives, Beverly Hills, and New York, and something else.
Top Chef season finale.
Okay. So we will see you guys next time. Thanks for being here. We love you guys.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's Run Some Errands with Emily Ahrens.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the Wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
My Favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
The Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters.
No One Makes Us Feel Well Like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's Cheese on a Bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Let's Get Racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.